Hello, I'm Dr. Arifa Kasaboy, an internist and a medical editor for Medscape and WebMD. Welcome to our one-minute news story for primary care. At this year's American Academy of Dermatology meeting, Dr. Barbara Gilchrist talked about a preoccupation with vitamin D status. This has led to expensive and often unnecessary testing. We know a serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D of 20 nanograms per ml is usually the lowest acceptable level. But at 20, 97.5% of people have adequate vitamin D. And for at least half of the population, a level of 16 is fine. Guidelines discourage routine testing of healthy adults without risk factors for vitamin D deficiency. Instead, clinicians should encourage patients to choose foods containing or fortified with vitamin D. For adults who can't get enough from diet, supplementation with 600 to 800 units per day should be adequate.